On today's Kids Corner, Spike is in for a surprise when he helps Liz and Cammie clean up the bayou.
I'll start the machine this time.
Okay.
All right.
What was that?
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's a Wednesday like any other Wednesday at Tureen Elementary School. Until Miss Waddle makes an announcement to her students.
As some of you know, Maddie Dibble and his brother Ed moved out of town unexpectedly this morning.
You know, I heard their dad works for the government and has a secret job.
Really? His dad has a skin condition and they had to move someplace with better weather.
That doesn't sound quite as cool.
That means we need two more students to be school safety monitors.
Hey, Lucille, let's do it. We can be safety monitors.
I don't know if I want to be a safety monitor.
Oh, come on.
And I'm really pretty busy as it is.
Lucille, it'd be cool.
Oh, I'd like to be a safety monitor, Miss Waddle.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Spike. Anyone else?
Lucille, now there's only room for one of us to be a safety monitor.
Well, you go ahead. You want to do it more than I do.
All right, I'll do it, Miss Waddle. I'll do it.
Very good. Liz and Spike are the new safety monitors.
All right.
Liz and Spike, new safety monitors. Oh, boy.
Miss Waddle, when do we get our new safety monitor vests and badges?
Oh, yeah.
You can pick them up from the office after lunch.
After lunch, okay,
you'll
cool.
begin today after school.
All right!
Now, you will be responsible for the intersections at either end of the playground.
Okay.
The two along Main Street.
Oh, man, have no fear, ma'am. Liz is here.
And Spike, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a very important job
yes,
that the
ma'am.
Two of you need to take very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not exaggerating when I say someone's life could depend on one of you.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all they need to hear.
Now, Liz, I expect you to behave appropriately and to do a good job.
Oh, I will. I promise, Miss Waddle.
Okay, fine. Now, the next order of business, science projects.
Oh, man.
As you know, your assignment is to find a way to help clean up Tureen.
Yes,
I'm curious to see how your groups are coming along.
Oh, our group is meeting at my house after school to talk about it.
Oh, by the way, Cammie, I'm going to be a little bit late this
Why?
Afternoon now that I'm a safety monitor.
Me too.
And what is your group going to do to clean up Tureen?
Well, I've been noticing an increase in the amount of trash people are throwing into the bayou.
Yeah.
I think we need to clean it up.
Well, meanwhile, I think that we should recreate the eruption of Mount Cygnus with vinegar and baking soda.
Oh, yes.
What about you, Spike?
I just want to blow something up.
Yeah!
Oh. okay. Who else is in your group?
I am, Miss Waddle, and I agree with Cammie.
Yeah.
I want to clean up the bayou, as any rational lizard would.
Hey, what's wrong with blowing something up?
Yeah.
Well, it seems that the four of you still have a lot to discuss.
I suppose.
Yes.
Now, does anyone else have their project idea ready?
That afternoon, Liz and Spike began their job as safety monitors. Once they put on their safety vests, their whole personalities changed.
All right, kids, wait to cross until I tell you it's okay. Hey, wait! Let me make sure it's safe to cross. All right, it's safe for you. Hey, what are you laughing at? I'm a safety monitor, young fella. Unless you want me to report you to the authorities, you better quit that.
When the boys arrived at Cammie's house, they were still talking about their experiences as safety monitors.
Oh man, it was great.
Yeah.
Everybody doing what I said? Nobody ever does that.
I tell you what, you put the vest on and hold up a stop sign and all of a sudden, folks pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should hold up my own stop sign.
Well,
would that make you stop talking?
Hey, what did I say?
We've got to get to work on the project.
Yeah, we
have to present our plan to Miss Waddle tomorrow.
Well, I still think we should blow something up.
Yeah. Yeah!
How would blowing something up help to clean up terrain?
Okay.
If anything, it would do the opposite.
So Liz's idea about the volcano doesn't fit the assignment either.
Well, maybe not. But you gotta admit, it would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
What would be cool is if we could return the bayou to its natural condition, unsullied by lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. All we do is pollute everything. We're all so bad. Blah, blah, blah.
Excuse me. That is not the attitude that is going to help us finish our project in an expedient manner.
What?
What did you say?
I mean, quickly.
Well, why don't you just say quickly?
Yeah.
I did. I just used a different word.
Oh, it doesn't matter what word you want to use. We still need to agree on what we're going to do.
Well, okay. Cammy wants to clean up the bayou. So how do you suppose we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to my little friend. Ta-da!
Oh.
Uh-huh. It looks like a leaf blower.
Yeah. Cammy, what's this thing supposed to do?
Indeed, it does look like a leaf blower.
Yeah?
However, this is a highly tuned invention of my own design.
What? Cammy, what are you talking about?
It's cool! And she made it all by herself!
Well, I really wish she would just say that and say what she means.
So how's this thing work?
This thing works with a mini combustion motor. It inhales water through this tube, catches the trash in the filter section here, then releases the clean water back to the bayou through this hose.
Wow, that sounds really complicated.
Yeah.
Of course. You don't think I would make anything simple, do you?
Hold on a second, Einstein.
Yes, you have a question?
Yeah. You say this thing has a combustion motor?
Nice to know you are listening.
Mm-hmm. What about it, Spike?
Combustion motors give off exhaust, like in a car.
Hey.
Isn't that just another form of pollution?
Yeah.
Indeed it is. However, the amount of exhaust my machine gives off is minimal compared to the good it will do to the bayou water.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't want our solution to be worse than the problem.
Yeah.
Lucille, I can assure you that we will not be doing any harm to the environment with my machine.
Okay.
We will, in fact, be doing a lot of good.
All right, I guess I trust you.
Good, then it's agreed.
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll get to work on this project after school tomorrow.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Count me in.
Me too.
Well, as soon as we're done being safety monitors.
That's right.
The next day, Liz and Spike were eager to get back to being safety monitors. They even wore their vests and badges in class. The truth was, they liked being in a position of power.
All right, stand back from the curb and wait for the... Hey! I said stand back!
But sometimes the kids didn't take them seriously.
Come on, Liz! Let us go! There aren't any cars coming!
I don't think so. You can go when I tell you, and not until then.
Nah, forget it. We're going!
Hey, come back here, you guys. You can't... No, I said... Hey! Respect the uniform, not the lizard. Hey!
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on, please.
Meanwhile, Cammy and Lucille were hard at work getting her gas-powered bayou cleaner ready to clean the bayou.
So, this machine of yours is going to take at least two people to run, huh?
Unfortunately, yes. One will need to be in the water, sweeping it with this suction wand.
Okay.
Someone else will need to monitor the filtration device to make sure it doesn't get clogged up.
Yeah, and with all the garbage people have been throwing into the bayou lately, that's going to be pretty tough.
I am convinced that we can do it. Now, where are Liz and Spike? They should have been here by now.
Hey, somebody call our names?
Yeah, sorry, we're late.
Yeah.
We were being...
safety monitors!
Wonderful. Now you can help us make the bayou safe.
Hey, Spike.
Yeah?
Maybe we should wear our vests while we save the environment.
you don't mean
environmental safety monitors.
Come on, cut it out.
Come on. If you don't mind, we've got a bayou that needs our attention.
Yeah. Right.
The sooner we can get to this, the sooner the planet can be saved.
And the rest of us can hug our trees.
If you don't want to help, Mr. Environmental Safety Monitor, you don't have to.
Ooh, oh, good.
We'll be happy to let Miss Waddle know you didn't do any work on the project.
Hey, cool your jets, sister. Did I say I didn't want to help?
Yeah.
Your attitude did.
Well, maybe you should listen to what I say and not what I do, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, come on, you guys. Let's get this thing over to the bayou.
All right. All right.
The four of them carried Cammy's machine to the bayou, but when they got there, they faced another problem.
One of us has to get into the water.
Okay, yeah, but it isn't gonna be me.
Yeah, but you're the strongest of the four of us.
Well, yeah, but
hey, wait a minute. I don't think so. I'm stronger than Liz.
Oh,
then it's settled. Spike's the strongest.
Thank you.
So he'll get into the bayou with the machine.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, wait a minute.
That's fair. Mm-hmm.
Look, all you have to do is stand there and use this wand attachment to pick up any trash we see.
Just stand there.
It's like a vacuum cleaner.
Do you even know if this hunk of junk is going to work?
This hunk of junk, as you call it, is a finely tuned precision instrument.
Yeah, whatever, but will it work?
Yeah.
Of course it will work. Okay. Stand back. Lucille, hold this in the water, would you please?
Are we safe?
Of course you're safe, and so is my machine.
I'm not really worried about the
machine. I just need to flip this switch, turn this knob, move this lever to this position, and...
This should be good.
Yeah, huh?
Pull this cord.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Yes, yes, I can see that. Let me try again.
Oh, yeah.
This is a lot of fun.
Start up. Begin. Commence. Come on. Would you give me a break and start?
Yeah. Okay, whoa. Take it easy, Cammy.
Yeah, just because your idea didn't work. It happens to Liz all the time.
Yes. Hey! Is it something we could fix?
I don't know. It should be working just fine. I tried it out before and it worked perfectly.
I can tell you what's wrong with your machine.
As if you would know.
It just so happens I do.
Spike, you know what's wrong?
Come on, what is it?
You see this dial mark choke?
Uh-huh.
It needs to be turned to this position.
Woohoo!
Now try to start it.
Okay.
All right! Way to go, Spike!
Now, what do you say we clean up the bayou?
That sounds good to me.
Let's go!
Fine, I'll get in the water. All right, now what?
Wave the wand over the garbage there.
Oh, there's some over there, Spike. Hey, it's working!
Yeah.
Oh, dude, look at all the junk getting sucked up.
This thing actually does work.
Yeah.
I told you it would.
Yeah, Lucille?
Yeah?
What's that?
What?
That big dark thing coming towards Spike.
Yeah, it looks like an alligator.
Okay.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, nothing. It just looks like an alligator coming towards you, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Alligator!
Spike scrambled to get out of the bayou and ran right past the others.
I'm out of here!
Spike, I'm right behind you!
Wait for us!
The kids finally caught up with Spike right outside Granny Gecko's house. Granny invited them in and even offered to make some hot bug juice for Spike.
Does anybody else need anything?
No, thanks, Granny.
All right, then I'll be back with that bug juice in a minute for you, Spike.
Now that we know the machine works, we should plan on meeting here tomorrow to do the cleaning.
Hey, I'm not getting back in that bayou.
Why?
I almost got ate by an alligator.
Yeah.
I checked that alligator. Yeah. It was a log.
Well, I don't care. There's a lot of other creepy stuff in that bayou, and I don't want any part of it.
No, you
just don't understand how important it is to keep the environment clean.
Yeah, and I don't care either. See y'all at school.
Spike.
Well, here's your bug juice, Spike. Spike, where did Spike go?
He left.
He's gone.
Well, why'd he leave?
He just doesn't care about the environment, Granny.
Lucille.
I get so irritated with people like Spike.
Yeah. Candy.
They think that the environment is someone else's problem.
Mm.
We all need to be aware and active, destructive like him.
Oh, right. Wait, hold on a second. Now, what does Spike do that's destroying the environment?
Well, I think what Cammy meant is that we should be working harder to be part of the solution.
Lucille, he's not hurting anybody.
Well, no.
Well, sure, he's not helping anyone, right. But he's not hurting either.
We have an obligation to the Earth which we are not fulfilling.
Oh, come on now.
Your attitude is a big part of the problem.
Whoa, hey, Lucille, help me out here.
I don't know, Liz, I agree with her.
Oh, come
Thank
on.
You.
How do you know it's finally spring? No more winter boots? Flowers blooming? Robins in your backyard? As the cold days of winter give way to warmer temperatures, it's time to get outside and learn about the changing seasons. Check out Kids Corner's Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a spring nature hunt outside. As you go through the scavenger hunt activities, read Psalm 100, all about praising God for the life He's given us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Signs of Life scavenger hunt. Explore all the things you see, feel, smell, and hear during this season. Signs of Life scavenger hunt. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Liz, Lucille, Cammy, and Spike were definitely not in agreement on how to proceed with their class science project. Cammy and Lucille still wanted to clean up the bayou, but Liz and Spike were more interested in being safety monitors. Unfortunately, that wasn't going to get them an A from Miss Waddle.
All right. Before the bell rings, let's see how the projects are going. Cammy?
What? Excuse me?
Your project?
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh, well, not as successfully as I would like.
Lucille?
Well, we sort of had a hiccup yesterday. We're gonna try again today, though.
Yeah, I can hardly wait.
Spike, Liz, do you have anything to add?
No, Miss Wild.
I'd like to speak to the two of you before you go to lunch.
You wanted to see us, Miss Waddle?
Yes. There have been some complaints about the job you've been doing as safety monitors.
Huh? Complaints? What do you mean?
Yeah, aren't we doing a good job?
Well, it seems some of the school's neighbors are complaining that litter is blowing from the playground onto their property.
Yeah?
So?
Well, that's part of your responsibility, too.
What?
Picking up the trash that the students leave on the ground.
It is?
Nobody ever told us that.
No!
Removing the trash is part of keeping the playground safe.
Oh, no.
If you do a little work on it every day, it will save you a lot of work at the end of the week.
Miss Waddle.
I don't like to clean up after everyone else.
Yeah, me either.
Nobody does. But until everybody stops treating the outdoors like their own personal trash can, somebody has to do it.
Well, that won't be me. I'll see you later.
Spike!
Well, it looks like I need to have a little talk with Spike. For now, Liz, it seems your friend has left the job to you.
Yeah.
I suggest you get a move on. You've got plenty of work to do.
Yes, Miss Waddle.
Liz got to work cleaning up the school grounds, and it took him the entire lunch period. That afternoon, when school was out, he and Lucille were the first to arrive at Granny Gecko's house. And like a good best friend, Lucille wasted no time in getting to the point.
Liz, I've been wondering, why have you and I been so antagonistic towards each other?
Antaga-who?
Antagonistic.
What?
It means we haven't been getting along very well.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. Well, Lucille, I've just been thinking that you're taking this whole environmental thing a little too seriously.
Liz, I just don't think we should be polluting the planet because we don't have a trash can handy.
Well, yeah. Tell me about it.
What do you mean?
Oh, I spent the entire lunch hour cleaning up after all the kids who throw their junk away on the playground.
Really?
Yeah.
Not much fun, is it?
No. And I'm hungry.
Would you two like to come in?
Oh, yes,
ma'am. Yeah, thanks.
And Liz, did I hear you say you were hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some leftovers in my icebox.
Oh, leftover from what?
Oh, I've got some of your mother's grasshopper tort.
Oh, yeah, I am so there.
And I've got lots of it, Lucille. Do you want some, too?
No, thanks, Granny. Liz and I were just talking about something, and I wanted to ask your opinion.
Oh, sure, honey. You usually get it whether you ask for it or not.
It's true. But I wondered, what do you think about the environment, Granny?
Oh, I think about the environment quite a bit. But what do you mean specifically?
Well, do you think we should work to take care of it?
Oh, of course I do. Oh. I'm a farmer. If I don't take care of my land, my crops, and my plants, well, I wouldn't be a farmer much longer.
Yeah, that's just what I thought.
I mean, you have to think about Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve? What, the ones who lived in the Garden of Eden?
Well, yes. I mean, first of all, they lived in a garden.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Therefore, they were gardeners.
Yep, they were.
Do you think they took care of their garden?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
And do you know why they did it?
Huh.
Because God created them to rule over the whole earth.
So they were rulers, but they still worked?
Well, tell me what you think it means to rule.
Well, you lead, you tell other people what to do.
Mm-hmm. You make decisions and other stuff.
Yeah, other stuff.
Well, but do rulers protect their subjects?
Well, yeah, I guess.
And do they provide for them as well?
The good ones do.
Yeah.
So, when God made Adam and Eve to rule over the earth, that meant they were to provide for it and to protect it.
Oh.
Now, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we should protect and provide for the environment, too?
Well, that's what I think.
Oh. So Cammy is right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Cammy may be right, but not for the right reasons.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, even before this situation, I've heard Cammy make comments about Mother Nature and the Earth being our mother, and other sorts of things like that.
Well, so?
Well, you have to remember, God created everything, and the environment belongs to Him.
Okay.
But some people worship the environment like they would worship trees or the sun or other false gods.
So maybe Cammy falls into that category. Maybe. I know that she doesn't believe in God. She only believes in science.
Well, honey, real science doesn't contradict God. In fact, God made science, too, the whole enchilada.
You know, sometimes I think Cammy just doesn't want to believe in God.
Yeah. And then there's Spike.
Oh, yeah.
He's the complete opposite of Cammy.
No, that's true.
Well, it seems that he doesn't care at all, and that is just as wrong.
I suppose.
There are two mistakes you can make regarding the environment.
Okay.
You can care so much about it that you begin to worship the creation and not the creator.
All right.
Or not care at all about what God has created.
I suppose I'm somewhere in the middle.
Oh, well, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Well, I did spend the entire lunch hour cleaning up trash.
Well, that is another matter altogether, Liz.
Yeah.
But next time that you throw a candy wrapper or a soda can on the ground, I want you to think about that.
Okay. Oh, believe me, Granny, I sure will.
After their talk with Granny, Liz and Lucille walked over to the bayou to meet Cammy and Spike to try and finish their science project.
You know, Spike, the more you help out, the sooner this project will be complete.
Hey, I am helping out. I'm supervising.
Come on, Spike. You can do more than that. Even Liz is helping out today.
Yeah, I noticed. How'd they brainwash you?
Oh, they didn't. I thought about it while I was cleaning up the school grounds. Alone, I might add.
Oh, come on.
Spike.
You're not sore because I didn't help, are you?
Well, Spike, if you'd have helped, it would have taken a lot less time.
Like now.
I also realize that if we do our part to keep things clean every day, we won't have to spend a lot of time on it later.
That's right.
You know, you do have a point.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll start the machine this time.
Okay.
All right.
What was that?
Well, you wanted something to blow up, so we decided to oblige.
Oh, man, that was the nicest thing you guys have ever done for me.
Come on, guys, let's go clean up the bayou.
All right, let's go.
When you think about how wonderful nature is and what a testimony it is to God, it does make you feel like you should protect it. Look at it this way. Imagine someone gave you a house. Would you break the windows? Or would you keep it as nice and as clean as it was when you moved in? God has given you a place to live, and He wants us to take care of it. We don't do this because the earth is more important than God, but because the earth and everything on it belongs to God.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen, Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
Hey. I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.